John Ehrlichman. You have a call from the Attorney General.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Niebler, Mr. Ehrlichman's on. Would you put him right
on,
please?
Thank you.
Thank you.
White House call.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello, General.
Hey, John. We got Reagan troubles again coming out of HEW. When I was out there the other night, he handed me a flyer put out from whatever college Bolt Hall is at, which Jack Benjamin talked on the welfare reform, politics and policy, or mostly politics. And he had a few other little goodies like that and advised me that Veneman had cut off their program contrary to the understanding that they had reached when he was in San Clemente with the president.
No. He has also called the vice president on this.
Uh-huh.
And what he's doing is negotiating with Elliott. And they're dickering over what number of recipients should be involved in this experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bargain process. And there's a counteroffer outstanding, but the governor isn't playing fair because he keeps end-running Elliott all the time.
Well.
And so the vice president wrote a memo to the president on this, and so I had Elliott also write a memo to the president, and I talked to Elliott this morning, and he has talked to the governor a couple of times about it since.
Since when?
Well, since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're continuing to negotiate, and Elliott's present offer is 30,000 slots. And that's five more than the president gave Nelson Rockefeller. So I was in that conversation, and it's definitely consistent with the agreement at San Clemente.
All right, what do we do to get him quieted down?
Well, I think about the only thing you can do is say that the bargaining is in Elliott's hands and that you understand that the outstanding offer now is 30,000 slots and that there wasn't any certain number set down by the president, but he was leaving it to the good offices of the governor and the secretary to work out. And if they find that they just plain can't mutually agree, well, the president will have to get in it. But he would expect that between the two of them, they're going to be able to come to an understanding.
When did Elliott, has Elliott talked to him since Tuesday, do you know?
He reported to me on this morning, and I don't know when the last time he talked to him was. But he talked to the vice president on Friday, Reagan did. I talked to Reagan a few minutes ago, but he didn't raise this subject with me. He's got a flood that he's concerned about.
Well, then why don't I just talk to him and tell him I understand that Elliott is now in communication with him, which he wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was bitching about that.
Why don't you leave it to try and make a deal with Elliott, and if he finds that they're just absolutely hung up, then we won't have any alternative but to re-refer this thing, but we hope we can do it without having to take the president's time.
All righty.
Okay?
Good, sir.
Good.
Right. Hey, John?
Yeah.
I've got you probably saw in the wires a communication from Seller about the FBI's investigation.
Oh?
And I'm afraid I'll have to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
The party line over there is that who asked the FBI? Has it been...
Well, now, let me transfer you to Haldeman on that, because I'm not sure just what the intricacies of the party line may be on this.
All right, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.